My hat. They're dancing around my hat. My hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?
Hello and welcome to a Dork Addendum. This is the rare and wonderful Dork Addendum where I tell you what I'm dorking out about and I am overwhelmed.
So what she's going to tell us, because she hasn't told me the full story yet.
Welcome to Andy. I'm Jackie Cation.
And I'm Andy Ashcraft.
Welcome to Dork Addendum 14, whatever number this is.
I don't know. So she went to her hometown.
South Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
And performed in her high school auditorium? Or was it in the, was there a stage?
They've built it up. Okay,
tell us all about this. This
is going to be a weird one, but it's going to be fascinating, right?
Right.
So here we go. About a year and a half ago, it was so long ago, a woman I went to high school with, Rachel Abrams, who is now Rachel Sorcy, and she is the curator of the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. Which is a glorious, I mean, and it's a beautiful space. I went to high school in this small factory town outside of Milwaukee, right? And the junior high got torn down. And my high school, which has always had about 1,200 kids in it, it's not small. It's a pretty good size high school. They turned the high school part of it into the middle school. And then they added a whole other building of a high school. And they tore down, they bought the quarry from the strip mining company, which is now Caterpillar, used to be Bucyrus Airy. And they built a beautiful theater, Performing Arts Center, where the kids get to have their production of Mary Poppins.
And so as part of the school, sort of like adjacent to the school.
Attached to the school. It's where the theater department has their stuff.
Okay.
So it's pretty great.
That's cool.
Yeah. And so a little over a year ago, Rachel was like, do you want to do a Wisconsin-based stand-up comedy show? And I never do get to play Milwaukee.
Right.
So I don't know why the Comedy Cafe. Yeah, and I said, of course. And then not thinking, who would come to such an event? First of all, many people I went to school with.
Sure.
A teacher of mine.
Right.
The only one that's alive, I guess, that's left. And then all of my extended family. They will at least try. And so guess who was a little twitchy to perform group?
But you first went to a rally at the
school. Oh, there was an assembly.
An assembly. So tell
remember high school assemblies?
Yes, of course.
And then they bring a person in?
Right.
Well, that was also
that nobody
held.
Nobody cares about.
Okay, so the PAC, the Performing Arts Center, which is the theater attached to the school,
yep.
seats 786 people.
Okay.
The assembly that I performed, answered questions, was 400 kids.
Okay.
Ages 15 to 17.
Okay.
And they came in and they
into the performing
into
arts
the PAC and okay. sat down at the theater and I sat on the and then Rachel introduced me.
Yep.
And then I talked to these kids and it was, you know, it was, of course I did the thing. I Tumblr'd about it a little bit and I introduced and I said, how many of you guys are thinking about leaving South Milwaukee when you graduate? 90% of the kids raised their hands. And I said, do it, get out. And you can always come back, right? And the teachers were, you know, nodding and they were on board. And I said, and how many of you thinking about joining the service to get out of town? And about 10 kids raised their hand. And I said, allow me to quote my father, who did just that, joined the Navy. He told my brothers and my sister and myself, you could just leave. You don't have to join the service to get out of town. You can leave. And you can get a job shoveling sand for $2.50 anywhere in the world. And you can go to Portland or Minneapolis or Seattle, get a job at a Starbucks, live in poverty, anywhere. And so teachers were okay with that, too.
Okay.
Which, you know, sometimes teachers get kickbacks from the armed forces.
I've never heard of that.
You have it?
No.
All right, well, that might be speculative fiction.
That might be speculative fiction.
I don't have a source on that. You are correct. You're correct. I take it back. And so all I know is that they can just leave. But if you want to go into the service because you want to be of service to people, mm-hmm. I met a lot of those people when I went over to Iraq and doing the military gigs.
Right.
They exist. because it turns out the Army and the Navy and the Air Force and the Marines and the National Guard are made up of people.
Right.
And so everybody does things for different reasons, blah, blah, blah.
My young cousin Andrew Coffey.
He wanted to get out of town.
He wanted to get out of town, but he also wanted to be of service.
And he wanted to be a Marine.
And he wanted to be a Marine.
Big time.
Specifically.
Specifically, dude wanted to be a Marine.
Right.
Now, my niece Emma, who is 23 or 24, just joined the National Guard after going to college, a couple of different colleges. And then she decided that she wanted to be a firefighter. And so she was like, well, if I join the National Guard, they'll train me to be a firefighter and I won't have to pay for firefighter school, my third school. And so she is now 6 years. She joined up.
All right.
And
okay.
She will be in the National Guard for 6 years.
All right.
And she's in firefighter school now. So there's,
right.
There are a million paths
yes.
to wherever you want to go, folks.
That's right.
And I am.
But don't feel, I guess the point is, don't feel like you have to. Like you only have the one path of the military, and that's
yes.
the only way out of town. No, you can just leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
That was my thing. And then the kids, then I opened it up for questions.
Yep.
And the questions were, do you know Anthony Jeselnik? Do you know Daniel Tosh? Do you know Amy Schumer, Sarah Silverman? And I do. I do know some of those people. I do not know Kevin Hart. I told them... And I worked a couple of jokes into it.
Yeah.
I did as much stand-up. It was only 30 or 40 minutes.
Okay.
It was supposed to be an hour, but they had to be seated.
Right, right.
And then they had to
yeah,
get out.
And then they get out. So.
So it was like that. And then at the end of it, at the very back, there was a kid. I was like, there's one more question, one or two more questions. Kid in the very back. It was almost like it was a plant because he asked, who are you going to vote for? And I said, whoever's on the Democratic ticket, because everybody else is batshit crazy. And the teachers jerked awake, and the kids all went, ooh. And I said, yes, I swore, you guys, a curse word. I'm sure none of you have ever seen any cursing before in your whole lives. What are they going to do? Not bring me back? It'll be fine. So, and then the kid next to him said, what do you think of Trump? And I did my Trump joke about how I believe that he will...
Lobbing softballs at you.
Lobbing softballs. I know. I was like... And so my Trump joke, now everybody gets to hear it again, including I get to tell
including,
it again.
Including me.
Including
I'll
you.
Be over here.
Hearing it one more time. And it's that he's gonna cover the country in that casino carpet. He's going to hide all the clocks. This is Trump. And we're never going to be able to get out of the country again. And if I was going to vote for a reality star... I wrote this joke during this thing because I was so kind of nervous about the whole thing. I said, if I was going to vote for a reality star, I'd vote for Kim Kardashian because she's never filed for bankruptcy and she's a better business person. But I'm not going to vote for Kim Kardashian because that would also be crazy. That would also be crazyville. So, yes.
Good. That's good.
So then that ended. And then Rachel, by the way, that morning, Rachel and I went to breakfast at a Mexican restaurant in South Milwaukee. Lunch, we met the mayor of South Milwaukee. And I said to him, oh, that was so nice of them to let you off your day job to come and have lunch with me. And he said, it was nice. And he does. He works over at Miller Coors. And he's their marketing guy.
Right.
And he is the mayor of South Milwaukee. And he mm-hmm. gave me a Christmas ornament that has the Grant Park painted on it.
Nice.
He gave me two South Milwaukee t-shirts, one of the Schlitz motif.
Nice,
sure.
Nice.
And then and we went for Mexican.
All right.
We went to a place called Azteca. It's really good,
good
Mexican food.
Oh, that's great.
Right there on Milwaukee Avenue. And then he went away, and then Rachel and I walked down to the new, you remember in...
To a taco shop.
No, we didn't. No. We went to a coffee shop.
Ooh.
The only espresso... machine probably in South Milwaukee, reminding me of New Albany, Mississippi, when we visited your family.
Right.
It's called the MKE City Sippers. City right. Sippers.
City Sippers.
MKE is the airport code
right.
for Milwaukee. And so we went there, and then I went back to the hotel, and that was Friday. And then I went. Oh, and then I went to dinner with my friends. The two friends that I had in high school and that I kept, one of whom moved to Florida and got married and is both very Christian and very much into improv.
And he came back?
He flew in just to see the show.
Just to see your show.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
It is awesome because we didn't talk for like 20 years because he was busy having kids and being very, very religious.
And, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And but get this, wacky Christians.
I like wacky Christians.
Better than not wacky Christians.
Right,
and Paul Burridge
serious ones.
Continues to be hilarious. And he is very smart, very funny. And he showed me pictures of his kids and his wife, and they're all good-looking people.
That's
it's all
great.
Working out. And they live in Florida.
That's cool. So then, so that night wasn't the show for the
no,
night.
No, Friday night, we went out to eat in Milwaukee at a steak joint that Paul had gone to when he was 8. 47 years ago, 43 years ago.
And he remembered it fondly.
He did. He was like, we're going to go to Dobie's, which is in, I think, Bayview. It's on Kinnickinnick, you guys. Get out there. Dobie's Steakhouse. And it was one of the greatest steaks I've ever had. But I was telling you about this earlier.
Yeah.
I thought you ordered the steak a la carte, like a lot of steak joints.
Yep.
And so it is true. And then you would order like a vegetable or a soup or something.
Right,
on the side for the table or whatever.
Yeah, usually like an au gratin potato and then maybe some broccoli or something green.
Spinach or...
Cream
sautéed...
Cream spinach or...
Anything.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's healthy and sometimes it isn't.
No, it's all going to be,
butter and...
Butter.
But I was like, do you guys don't have any vegetables? And she goes, no, we don't have any vegetables. You can get hash browns. You can get a baked potato. You can just get roasted potatoes. Or... And I was like, you could stop. It's good. And then the steak was amazing, though. And then they brought those things like in Korean restaurants where there's appetizers.
Yeah, little dishes of...
Canned corn and canned beets in this case.
All right.
And then a very good foie gras, which was very nice.
Interesting.
And Swedish meatballs was another one of the sides. If there's not enough meat in your life...
Right, you could have a Swedish meatball along with your steak.
Yes. And then some bread. You know what they didn't have? They didn't have those little... those sticks that
they,
I like.
The little bread sticks that
they didn't have Milwaukee
love?
Bread sticks. They didn't have those.
How disappointing.
It was disappointing. It's my favorite thing.
And so then Saturday night you performed in front of the...
Yes. So Saturday night, Mary Mack and Tom Clark were also on the show that I got to book.
Okay.
And she booked a juggler, a guy named Josh from Madison. And
to headline.
To headline.
No.
And so I emceed because I didn't know if... You never know with a juggler. You don't know if what it's going to be like.
Right.
So, I mean, I like
juggling. You don't really know even with comedy.
Well, I do when I book the comics.
Well, true.
And
but
so...
But going is people going to a random comedy.
Oh, my gosh, no. They should YouTube Google.
Right.
You know, they know. And so I hosted.
Oh,
I hosted the show. I opened with 10 minutes.
Okay.
Deep in the vault. Deep in the vault. Did not do the biking and bowling bit. Forgot to do it. The biking and bowling bit was from The Dawn of Man, one of the first jokes I ever wrote in 1984, 85.
Right, very specific to your high school experience.
I know. And then I just did that. I did that. And all my dad's old salesman stuff.
Yep.
Open with that, 10 minutes.
Yep.
Warming them up, getting them in there. And then I closed with my closer, with my new closer, which is the L.A. Jobs thing with the Dogs of the American Revolution.
Right.
And so I get off stage and I'm thinking, and I introduce Josh, and I'm like, oh, that was my... It was my closer. I suppose I could do the family pet ancestry or a different closer. Because the family...
You're going to go back.
At the end of the show and do another 30.
Okay.
So Josh goes up. He does juggling and hula hoops and banter. And it's a hit.
Good.
I tell you.
Excellent.
And I go up and then I introduce Mary Mack.
Yep.
And Mary Mack destroys.
Excellent.
Because she's northern Wisconsin, which is where many people vacation.
Right.
And so she is unstoppable. And then Tom Clark does 20 minutes.
Yep.
And he does great. Everybody does great. And then I go up and I do another 30. And I don't know what to do. Because, and I'm
you
like...
You have not planned this out.
I didn't. I thought about planning it out. And then I thought, then I'll just overthink it. But thinking it might have been some sort of plan. So I just opened with Spooky Reading Girl.
Yep.
And I do Spooky Reading Girl and Dragon Tattoo, and which is all sort of very specific to South Milwaukee. And I talk about how I didn't have any friends, and then I do the new friendship bit.
Yep.
And Spooky Reading Girl, I mention my ego when I do the show live.
Right.
And I'm looking at these. It's 550 people, by the way.
Great.
The room sat 786.
Okay.
And
so a nice full room.
Biggest one they've ever done.
Oh, well,
so
look at you.
Great Lakes Avengers of Comedy will be back.
Yes.
Because that's what we call it. We call it the Great Lakes Avengers of Comedy.
Nice.
And my brother Russ was there. My brother Phil was there. My dad did not come.
You did well.
Oh, I did. I did very well.
Was very happy.
So I mentioned my Egan, by the way, and like 30 people in the audience are like, yeah, she beat me up too.
Notorious.
It was notorious. And the sad thing is we don't know what happened to her. Hopefully she is in a convent and has found peace and serenity, or like on the top of a mountain in Tibet, some sort of peace. I hope very much that she is doing well. I have no ill will towards her.
Right, of course.
Right. We're talking 40 years later. It's fine. Right. Or whatever, 30. And so...
20. Let's go 20.
12 and a half years ago.
12 and a half years
ago. She made me eat dirt. No, in eighth grade. So I did that. I did my moccasin bit. I did... And then I did a lot of the marriage stuff. I did us meeting and that's good stuff from the vault.
And the driving.
And the drive. I did do the driving joke.
Yeah,
I did
a good one.
The driving joke. Actually, the next day at church... Because I went to church because it was Palm Sunday.
Right.
Russ is like, you kind of come to church? And I said, sure. And so they had
it's
a breakfast.
It's always some Sunday. I mean, it's always like, oh, you have to come to church on this Sunday because it's, you know.
Well, the weirdest thing is I go to church when I'm there with my dad and my brother. Mm-hmm. And we never go to church.
No.
Sue, but Russ is.
You sort of go at church.
We go at church. We dress up. We take some care in our appearance. And then Russ says, let's go get coffee at Panera across the street. And then his buddy Donnie meets us there because the service is 3 hours long.
Right.
But his wife, Sue, she's in the choir.
She's in the choir. She's got to sit through
his
all of
boys
it.
Are on the altar.
Right.
They're altar boys. And, you know, and they're and my Aunt Alice is sitting in there. She's doing the standing and the sitting and the standing and the sitting. And so whatever. But and afterwards, but someone in the because a bunch of the people because the priest had announced that the show was there. So a bunch of people from church came too.
Right. Sure.
And so this guy was like, hey, we were driving back from the show last night. And, you know, and my wife, and he points to her and he goes, she's always telling me what to do. And I said, hey, I'm the hero. And I was like, look at me saving marriages.
That's and, right.
Anyway, so it was a fascinating journey
down. That's like the best family or the best high school reunion possible. Where like you go and it's all about you.
It's all about me. It was a little brutal. I had a couple of crazy incidences. One, I posted because some people said that these two guys were going to come and they didn't. If they did come, they didn't come up to me. But okay. But they were guys that had beaten me up in junior high.
Oh, and they're going to beat you up again.
In grade school. No, nobody. Everybody. So the two guys that said, I said, oh, a couple of guys who beat me up in grade school and junior high are coming to the show. And Marianne Schwartz, who I was the meanest to in fifth grade, tweeted at me, funny you would bring up bullying.
Zing.
And I'm like, oh, my God. Allow me to delete that tweet and apologize. And then she came. She is currently married to an FBI agent or a guy who works at the FBI. And then she brought with her, because afterwards we all went to a bar on Milwaukee Avenue. Why wouldn't we?
Right.
And she brought Holly Habonick, who we, whatever, I pushed her down in third grade and sprained her ankle. So I am not necessarily the hero of my own childhood. I might have been a bit of a bully. I bet you people might think back on me and think, she was not the sweetest kid in the world.
Right.
And then Katie Bachman, who introduced me to romance novels in eighth grade. And I looked at her when I said, you were the one who, because I did the romance novel bit. And then she goes, I introduced you to Barbara Cartland. And Barbara Cartland, if you don't know, was Princess Diana's step-grandmother.
Okay.
And she wrote religious romance novels. So they didn't kiss until after they were married the second to last page.
Oh.
So it was mostly about the clothes.
Right.
And I think somebody said, and the pursuit. I guess, yes. And the pursuit. I quickly read all of Barbara Cartland's books, and I was like, I'm done with this weirdo lady.
Right.
I'm going to go to Harlequin's. Stuff? Where's the good stuff? Or at least...
Where's the...
Something that doesn't take place in a very solution? Stiff...
Where's the bodice ripping?
Kiss. So, but we went, and then Phil was there with two of his friends. And it was funny because Phil usually, he comes to the show and he can't sit and watch the show.
No.
So what he did was he just showed up really late.
Right.
And he saw part of Tom and then my set.
Oh, good.
But he sat through it. And he also was the only one who didn't buy a ticket. He was like, there was part of me that thought, I don't want to pay for comedy. I shouldn't have to pay for comedy. I said, that's what comics say. You are not a comic. You're a print salesman. You don't think you should have to pay for printing. So I got him a comp and he got in. It was fine. But Russ and Sue and my nephew Eric came. And Russ didn't sit. Russ did laps. He came backstage three times during the show. Hey, what are you guys doing back here? And
that's just because he always wants to hang out with the cool people.
He does want to. And he does like to – it's a classic – he's right. Just doing laps. Remember at our wedding?
Yeah, yeah.
When he went into the kitchen?
Yeah, yeah.
Just to meddle?
Or the day before the wedding when he was hanging out with the limo driver.
Right. He was at our barbecue before our wedding. He was hanging out with the limo driver. That is classic. Anyway, so that's the weird dork addendum.
Right.
Other than that, I drove around.
It's a good story.
I drove around Milwaukee a lot.
It's rich with detail and
sure.
Characters and plot.
Plenty of
it's
characters.
It's a really good story.
My Uncle John, who used to own, or he owns, there's a ski hill in Milwaukee, and it used to be a garbage dump. And
oh,
he
right.
Put dirt on top of it.
That's right.
And then
reclaimed it.
Reclaimed it, and now it's a ski hill.
Right.
And he also had Hales Corners Racetrack. I don't
and
know if that's still.
And methane plant.
And methane-producing plant. And then a racetrack, which I don't know if he still has. He's our very, very successful cousin, John Cation.
Right.
And he is also in his middle 80s, and he came to the show.
Nice.
And he said, I like the juggler. And then his wife told me that he couldn't hear any of the jokes.
Oh, right.
And I said, well, does he want an album? And then I said, I'm not giving him an album. He doesn't need an album. He's good. And so my dad didn't come, I think, because he's worried about the new material.
Mm.
And I said, that's fine, Dad. I don't want to get a 45-minute notes session anyway about what I should have been doing stand-up-wise. He was wearing the shoes at church, though, that we gave him for his birthday.
Oh, excellent.
Navy blue snakeskin.
Yeah, boy.
He looked dapper.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
Sharp.
Sharp. Anyway,
Awesome.
Everyone missed you. They were sad that you didn't come with me.
Aww.
But you were at GDC, Game Developers Conference.
I was.
Playing games.
Thinking about games, making games, thinking about why people like games.
Talking about games. Listening about games.
Listening to games, yeah. So it was all games. It was like 7 days of game talk.
Did you have fun?
I did.
I bet.
Had a good time.
I bet. Well, anyway, this has been A Dork Addendum. I'm Jackie Cation.
And I'm Andy Ashcraft.
See you guys later. Take care out there.